Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
SPL feeling it already over Gauteng. Scattered showers and thundershowers forecast for Gauteng, as well as Mpumalanga, Limpopo and over parts of the northwest. The heat wave continues today over the low veld of Mpumalanga, while it will also be extremely hot and uncomfortable in the low veld area of Limpopo. Pretoria and Polokwane today up to 32, Joburg and Malahleni 29, Mbombela 34 and Rustenburg a high of 35 degrees.
In Bedford View, that accident on the N3 northbound on the ramp to the N12 eastbound at the Kalulis interchange is causing very heavy queuing traffic. It is also raining, so please keep a safe following distance and be very careful on the roads.
A suspected kidnapper was shot and killed when police foiled the kidnapping in Ivory Park yesterday. Police say members of various units reacted on information that a group planned on kidnapping a businessman from Benoni. 9 other members of the syndicate were also arrested after the shooting with police. And China and Mexico lashed out after US President-elect Donald Trump threatened to begin his presidency with an immediate trade war against the top 3 US economic partners. Such tariffs threaten to disrupt the global economy, deepen already fierce tensions with China, and upend relations with the US, two huge neighbors. And with that, looking at our business news. Bloomberg reports that Anglo American is selling another 6% of its platinum business ahead of its plans to exit its controlling stake in Amplats in May. This restructuring plan was unveiled earlier this year during the unsolicited $49 billion US dollar takeover bid by BHP Anglo. Anglo announced earlier this week that it has agreed to sell its coal business. Asian markets were mixed this morning as traders tried to gauge the economic outlook after Donald Trump picked a tough negotiating hawk as his trade envoy the day after saying that he would hit China, Canada and Mexico with those hefty tariffs. And oil prices edged down slightly after Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon agreed on a ceasefire that cooled geopolitical tensions in the Middle East this morning. A dollar now trading at 18 rand 19 cents, a euro 19 rand 6 cents, a pound 22 rand 86, gold at $2,638.39 per fine ounce, lower oil price at $72.82 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. There's more news at 7.
For some cricket to look forward to, the Proteas women are confident they can bounce back in the second T20 international against England. That's at Willamore Park in Benoni tonight. Considering the rain as well. We'll have to wait to see what happens then. England secured a 4-wicket victory in the first T20 on Sunday. First ball is at 6 o'clock. And after the series, the teams move on to 3 ODIs and a solitary test match. Plenty of football with the upset of the night occurring at the Etihad as Manchester City remarkably blew a 3-goal lead to draw 3-all with Feyenoord in the Champions League. Elsewhere, Bayern Munich beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0 to leave the French club in danger of elimination. Big wins as well for Arsenal, who beat Sporting 5-1 away from home. Atletico Madrid hammered Sparta 6-0. Atalanta won 6-1 over Young Boys, and Bayer Leverkusen smashed Salzburg 5-0. Inter Milan went top after 5 games, and Barcelona's Robert Lewandowski reached a century of Champions League goals. 3 results in the Betway Premiership. Golden Arrows edged Royal AM in a thrilling 3-2 victory. Chipper United share the spoils with SuperSport United after a 0-0 draw at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And TS Galaxy, they're out of the danger zone thanks to a 3-1 win over Sekhukhune and the Peter Mokaba. And there's more, with Egyptian clubs dominating the first round of the CAF Champions League group stages yesterday. Al Ahly dominating Stade de Abidjan 4-2 in Cairo. Mamelodi Sundowns held to a goalless draw at Loftus against Manama Union. And CR Belouizdad hosted Orlando Pirates, with the Buccaneers claiming a 2-1 away win. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.